Miniota News by Linda Clark. Our community extends sympathy to Janine and Andrew Cymbalesti and family on the death of Janine's mother. July 6 was a very happy day for Janet Walker when family and friends enjoyed an 80th birthday celebration with Janet for cake and tea on their lawn. Many family came just weeks later to attend Janet's funeral service. Visiting with Larry Walker and with Tracy and Patrick Cousins were Bill White, his son Carmen and Carmen's two sons from Airdrie Alta, Andrew and Brianna Sieklitsky, Cecilia and Lillian, Brandon, and Megan Cousins, Regina, Sask. From Lloydminster Alta, were Bob and Lynn Walker, Mark and Sherry Walker, and Jason and Heather Walker. Other family in attendance for the funeral were Larry and Geneva Chipelsky and Andrew Walker, Winnipeg, Jarrett and Melanie Crichton, Asher and Quill, Enola, Mann, Keith Bartram Angusville, Kevin and Donna Bartram, Shoal Lake, Bob and Ann Guire, and Murray and Bev Peel, Brandon, Jarrett and Stephanie Ruerts, Gage and Caden, Douglas Mann, Walter and Lacey Lavallee, Rylan and Emerson, Alexander. Congratulations to Rory Late, daughter of Sean and Vicky Late, on her marriage to John Lawless on Friday, August 19 at Rossman Lake. Carolee Fouillard and her children Carter, Addie and Casey from Melfort, Sask, are visiting with Carolee's parents Don and Sandra Armitage. Many families from our community have enjoyed swimming lessons at Birtle Beach, Hamiota Pool, Hooper's Lake and Verdon Pool these past weeks. As well, a successful day camp was held here at Miniota with Jessica Young and Haley Samard as the leaders. Doug and Caroline Guybe of Conquest, Sask, parked their motorhome at the Miniota Golf Course campground and enjoyed visiting with their Leland cousins. Mac Leland drove Doug and Caroline to Winnipeg to visit with Doug's sister, Reverend Eleanor Guybe. The greatest challenge in life is discovering who you are. The second greatest is being happy with what you find. Author Unknown Evergreen Place by Helen Martin's Trees by Alfred Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day, and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. I have been driving around town noticing the many trees and I thought of this poem that I memorized years ago in school. Maybe many of you also had to memorize it. What I did not know was that Joyce Kilmer was a man. Alfred Joyce Kilmer wrote this poem in February 1913. It was first published in Poetry, a magazine of verse, in August 1913. The poem was inspired by a commonplace tree in the author's backyard. After being in the hospital for many weeks, Verna Pennycook is at home in Evergreen. It is good to see you up and about, even if it is in a wheelchair. The indoor rodeo and Wild West days, August 16 to 21, is a thing of the past. Many of the residents have taken in different events. Harold and Linda Spring went to the show and shine automobile display. Then on Sunday, August 21, they went to the demolition derby where their grandson took part. He came in second in the main event. The parade came down Hargrave Street, very good for us at Evergreen. Carol Gabrielle, like some others, watched the parade from her window. She asked me to say thank you to Omar Hansen for singing again, mentioning Carol. She also said she enjoyed the resident who whistled when he walked down the hall. When there was no whistle, she always wondered if he was all right. So, thank you to our whistler, you are cheering many people. Marlene Bowser will be going to Spruce Bay to spend 3 days with her sister Leona in Leona's cabin. Emmy Schneider has a new great-grandson, who is great-grand number 5. Emmy spent this last Sunday with her son Tom and Tanya Schneider. Irene Rowand went to her great-niece Tracy Tuff's wedding at Canosie Lake last weekend. The reception was at Wawota. Our condolences to you, Irene, at the passing of your oldest sister Elaine Kivimaki. Vern and Margaret Rollo took in the show and shine on Thursday night. Then on Sunday they went to Miniota to the open house at Miniota Museum. More hot days are coming, so let's stay cool if we can. Enjoy seeing the trees in our town. Quote for the day. Be like a tree, stay grounded. Connect with your roots. Turn over a new leaf. Bend before you break. Enjoy your unique natural beauty. Keep on growing. Joanne Rapke.